Many people, including those in favor of GMO products, view the consumption of GMO food as an individual choice, a freedom, but one that should involve informed consent, especially given the controversy the subject has engendered. Everyone should be informed as to which products are GMO and which are not. Andy Kimbrell, Executive Director of the Center for Food Safety, sees labeling as the only way health professionals may be able to trace problems. For example, if you're a mother and you're giving your child soy formula and that child has a toxic or allergic reaction, the only way you'll know if that's a genetically engineered soy formula is if it's labeled, he explained. The human body might be able to cope individually with many of these harmful chemicals and even GMOs. What worries health advocates and nutritionists is the cumulative effect over the long term. Another concern is the corporations and other middlemen who take the better portion of the food dollar. Tracy McMillan, a senior fellow at the Schuster Center for Investigative Journalism, explained, "When we buy food, we think we are paying the farmer. This is true in a very basic economic sense. Some portion of what we spend at the store does trickle back down to the hands that worked the land. Understandably, we think that if food costs more, it must be because the farmer is getting more for it. The problem is, that is almost entirely untrue." She estimates that only about 16 cents of every food dollar goes to the farmer. The remaining 84 cents goes for what is called marketing. This refers not only to commercials and advertising, but the entire chain that makes sure food gets from the farm to the dinner table. It includes the trains and trucks and drivers who move the food from farm to processing plant or warehouse, the mill or the factory where food is processed, and the cost of storing it until it is sold. The dollar also pays the wholesalers and retailers, the grocers, the restaurant cooks who prepare it for us when we eat out, the satellites and databases used to track shipments, and the workers, forklifts, warehouse, and refrigeration at the grocery store. Still, the bulk of the food dollar goes to one of the 10 giant multinational corporations that control much of the food supply of the developed world: Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mars, Mondelez, Associated British Foods, Danone, and Unilever. These giant food corporations, which have gained dominant control over our food supply, are the ones most opposed to food labeling. Most families now eat meals that come from supermarket chains or super centers, stores like Walmart or Target. Walmart, which sells about one quarter of all the food purchased in the U.S., is now the largest retailer in history, according to Forbes. Some of the more familiar products made by these firms include the Skinny Cow, owned by Nestle, Tropicana Orange Juice, owned by PepsiCo, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream by Unilever, Oreo Cookies by Mondelez International, Dasani Water by Coca-Cola, Twinings Tea by Associated British Foods, Danone Yogurt by Danone, Old El Paso Mexican Foods by General Mills, M&M's Candy by Mars, and Pop-Tarts, along with several cereals owned by Kellogg's.